Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, Ironman. Man, that's awesome. You did the right way. Moved up. Knew where your points were. Just like, yeah, I got this. It's a really nice way to clinch. Look, it doesn't matter. The check cashes either
totally,
way.
Totally.
But it's a nice way.
Yeah, no, it was crazy for me. I mean, I felt super locked in today. I didn't start thinking about the moment in like lockup or anything. And if I'm honest, in Vegas, I don't feel like that was the reason why I blew it, but I felt too cautious there. So I kind of been conditioning myself all week to kind of get in that more of aggressive mentality. And it was crazy. I did exactly what I needed to do. When Dylan passed Justin, I was able to make some moves and get him. And yeah, it was an awesome way to clinch. And man, it's so weird going to the gate in the second moto with the clinch already. Like, I wanted to go out there and get 15th for real. And I tried to get Justin for a long time, and I felt like I had him, and he wasn't budging. And I'm like, and then Chase was behind me, and I'm like, I'm not riding with this guy behind me. I mean, Chase is always behind me, dude. Like, all year he seems like he's been there when I'm tired or not feeling too good, and he's right behind me. So I'm like, go ahead. Yelled at him when he passed me. But, yeah, it hasn't sunk in yet. I'm, like, super numb to it. It's been such a long time coming. And, like, obviously I was supposed to, come in, and everybody was like, yeah, dude, this guy's going to be great. And
Crush it.
And that didn't happen, and I felt that. You know, it built up. Every year I didn't get it done, I felt like I was blowing it, and that wears on you bad. So I'm just happy I was able to overcome all that.
Remember when we were filming Finding Stu, I said you should get bust on the back of your pants.
Yeah, exactly. No, for real. And like, that stuff's funny to me. Like, I'm for real. Like, it's funny. But at the same time, like, that's the type of stuff I think about later. And he's like, fuck, dude, if I don't get it done, if I don't get it done eventually, he's right. You know, it's right. It's the truth.
It's a joke.
No, it's totally a joke. But, you know, it's still the principle of it.
You follow other sports. You're educated about other stuff.
Absolutely. And I understand, like, I guess I feel like I've always been pretty good at taking myself outside my own shoes and looking in at my situation. And, I haven't delivered in the past. And really, one championship for what was kind of like, seemed like it was promised by the media and all this stuff, it ain't getting it done. But I told a couple people today I wouldn't have changed this journey for anything, man. I was such a immature, I've grown so much as a person, and you'll do that anyway from ages 16 to 22 or whatever, I'd imagine. But going through the things I went through, I mean, it just made me who I am. So
I can't believe that. I would have bet any basset down I ever loved that you would have won a supercross title before a motocross title.
Right? I know. Yeah, me too. Like, honestly, but coming into this year, I felt like I made the necessary changes to be good inside and out. But I don't know if I believe that I could win outdoors, for real. And supercross pissed me off so much that the first opening part of the season, I was like, I do not care. Like, I am going for it. Somebody passes me, I'm tackling them. You know, that was my goal. And then I'm like, wow. And then you just start to believe it. And that's honestly what's done it. You know, it's looking to my left and looking to my right and saying, like, these guys are really good. I'm better. Like, I can find a way to the front. Like, because sometimes I find myself looking to my left, looking to my right, and I'm like, dude, these guys are super good. Like, I know I've been on the podium every time this year, but how can I do that again? And then I'm just like, I look back at past results, and I'm like, yes, like, I can do it, so don't even worry about it. And it's just crazy. Mentally is what, you know, I was mentally in the shitter for a long time.
Oh, dude, you've gone through a lot. When you look at other guys in the – look at Jeremy Martin or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've gone through so much compared to a lot of guys.
Yeah, and I feel like with my injuries, it's never been one big one. Kenny had his arm, and, you know, this guy's – you know, Jeremy had his back and all that stuff. For me, it's a bunch of – I got two reconstructed shoulders, dude. Like, I can't raise my arms above my head. I can't shoot a basketball. I can barely golf. Like – my doctor told me at one point that you're screwed, dude. It's over. And people don't realize that because there's a bunch of little injuries. But, yeah, I'm just stoked I was able to get it done, man.
I didn't like when you threw your bike down after Moto 1 because you have another moto. Why would you treat your bike like that?
You're right. I don't know, dude. You can't please everybody.
Okay, and also I don't like how they're.
What about when I told you to F off before the second moto?
Yeah, that
felt great for me.
It felt good?
It felt great, yeah.
Well, because I turned right into it. Like I didn't.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, that felt good.
Yeah, I was thinking
about that. I was literally laughing when the 30-second board was up.
Yeah, it's awesome. You got me good. Nick White, big part of your program. I'm happy for you, and I'm really happy for Nick White.
Yeah, I mean, Nick, I wouldn't be here without Nick, 100% chance. Yeah, I mean, he's changed so much for me. It's the riding, but it's more the mental side, like just the way he goes about things, and he's been huge for me. I mean, I would have half the wins and zero championships this year if it wasn't for him.
Adam Cincerillo, national champion, man. That's got a sweet ring to it.
Let's fucking go.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.